Good evening. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this lovely Sunday before Christmas. It brings us such pleasure to gather together and to lift up our voices, to hear the word of God and to sing praise. It's a wonderful evening and a beautiful service that we have together tonight, so I am so glad that you are all here. If you do need to use the washroom at all, they are out that door into the Great Hall and immediately on your left. Feel free to use those anytime you need to. And I've had a request from our warden that we have managed to get a tap payment system. So if you'd like to donate to the parish and help us continue to do all of these wonderful services, we now accept tap, American Express, and Visa and MasterCard. We've finally joined the 1990s. But truly, welcome tonight to a service that can move our hearts, that reminds us the real reason that we're so busy this season, to hear the story of Jesus. Let us pray. In the name of God, who has delivered us from the darkness of sin and despair, and made a place for us in the kingdom of his well-beloved Son, we welcome you. Grace and peace to you. As we meet together to celebrate anew the coming of God's kingdom, we hear revealed the mystery of God's loving purpose for us. How that when we were far off, God met us in his Son and brought us home. How Christ humbled himself to take our human nature that we might share his divine glory. Let us then so celebrate Christ's coming with our carols and hymns of praise that our lives may be changed by Jesus' life, that we may bear witness to Christ's glory and so bring light to those who sit in darkness. May God, in grace and mercy, grant to all people a new trust in the eternal promises and a new commitment to the Holy Word. For all glory, honor, worship, and praise to God is rightly given, world without end. Amen.
In silence give you truth and false, the wisdom ancient prophets told.
In silence, teach us to the false. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Light to splinter darkness, hope to lift the soul, peace to ring the changes, grace resounds for all. Night, the time for birthing, stars to guide us on, angels' voices singing, joining with our song. Come and see the newborn, come with newfound joy, come for heaven's rejoicing, Mary's infant boy.
people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
We do not choose the darkness, and few are comfortable with it. In the absence of light, our hearts whisper their secrets, and loss and pain seep from the corners to disquiet our minds. And yet, all life begins in darkness, in the womb, the cocoon. Life grows and waits and gathers strength. For those who find the courage to dwell there, the darkness can hold treasure and truth. And so we wait, listening to the stories of our hearts, knowing that we are held safe in a deeper story of love, in which the light will always return.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, the favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Dreams fill our Christmas stories, dreams of blessing, dreams of warning, dreams of reassurance, real dreams. In our world of ordered common sense, dreams are often forgotten in the morning light. But tonight, Nativity invites us to open hearts and souls and dream. And in our dreaming, we may find the manger child reaching out to us.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn.
Jesus, you have come to us as a small child, but you have brought us the greatest of all gifts, the gift of eternal love. Caress us with your tiny hands, embrace us with your tiny arms, and pierce our hearts with your soft, sweet cries.
Oh, In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
How do you capture the wind on the water? How do you count all the stars in the sky? How can you measure the love of a mother? Or how can you write down a baby's first cry? Find him at Bethlehem, laid in a manger, Christ our Redeemer asleep in the hay. Godhead incarnate and hope of salvation, a child with his mother that first Christmas day. Candlelight, angel light, firelight, and star glow shine on his cradle till breaking of dawn. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo, angels are singing, the Christ child is born.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? We observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I also may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
In this and every season, may we see them. The wise ones who come bearing your gifts to us. They cloak themselves in garb that rarely draws attention, but they are there at the edge of the shadows, in the margins of our days, on the threshold of our awareness, offering what most we need. Give us eyes to see them now, before they have left to go home some other way, before we glimpse their departing shadows edged in gold and smell their spiced perfume lingering behind them in the air.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
God did not wait till the world was ready, till nations were at peace. God came when the heavens were unsteady and prisoners cried out for release. God did not wait for the perfect time. God came when the need was deep and great, dined with sinners in all their grime, turned water into wine. God did not wait till hearts were pure. In joy, God came to a tarnished world of sin and doubt, to a world like ours of anguished shame. God came, and God's light would not go out. God came to a world which did not mesh, to heal its tangles, shield its scorn. In the mystery of the Word made flesh, the Maker of the stars was born. We cannot wait till the world is sane to raise our songs with joyful voice, for to share our grief, to touch our pain, God came with love. Rejoice, rejoice.
Thank you. Let us pray, responding and trusting God, be born in our hearts. And trusting God, we rejoice that you gave the care of your son to Mary and Joseph. We pray for those in our world this night who have been entrusted with the care of children and who fear for the present and the future. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with love. And trusting God, be born in our hearts. And trusting God, we recall the worship of the shepherds and the magi. We thank you for those who listen for the voices of angels and who are open to the message of the star. We pray for those who struggle with faith and for those who would love to have faith. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with hope. And trusting God, be born in our hearts. And trusting God, we rejoice that your word has come amongst us. We pray for peoples and congregations who witness to the word made flesh. Enable us to be faithful to our worship and in our service, that your faith in us may find fulfillment. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with faith. And trusting God, be born in our hearts. And trusting God, forgive us that so often we welcome Christ in the manger, but fail to see him in our midst. Open our eyes to welcome him in the homeless and the lonely, in those for whom justice never seems to come, in those oppressed by others and whose hope is lost. Forgive us when we turn away, as we rejoice at the stable door, renew our commitment to travel with the child born in the manger as he challenges your world today. May your word speak into the hearts of this world with hope. And trusting God, be born in our hearts.
Please stand. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the grace of God, the star-forming Creator, and the love of Christ born amongst us, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit open hearts and lives to hope and joy. Be with us this evening, this Christmastide, and forever and forevermore. Amen. Our service of worship this evening draws to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. And the child in the manger shall lead us. Amen.
Oh, and